Well, this is going to be a little different.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
So, you know, here's the thing. We missed a week last week because I was on a road trip with my family.
And Garrett was out.
Yeah. We had all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to get it. Normally, we never do a podcast when we leave for vacation. Never, ever, ever. So that was the plan was, you know what, we're going to do one more before we leave. And then we just ran out of time. It wasn't going to happen. But we had a really great week on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
So we said, you know what? Let's go ahead and do something a little different. Normally, we'll throw a bonus interview with somebody on the end of the podcast. But Big D had to leave, had to catch a flight or do something. And I don't even know what he's doing. And then Carson's in the other room. She's working. And so it's just me and Schaefer in here. And we're like, you know, let's take all these great interviews from this week. And we'll throw these on the show for the podcast.
But who are these great interviews? Because, I mean, look, this is A-list stuff this week.
It's going to lead off with Kevin Costner.
What?
So Horizon, An American Saga, is the first of his series of movies that is unbelievable. The movie is out, I think, today.
You're going to go watch it.
I'm going to go. I actually have bought. You'll see. We'll go into that here in a little bit. But, yeah, so Kevin Costner. Then we have this week's interview with Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. And we have this week's interview with Kelsey Ballerini. Mm-hmm. And we have this week's interview from this morning with Old Dominion. So we've got a whole lot of stuff on here. It's not a bunch of throwaway things like, you know, most people when they put together a quick podcast, it's a bunch of garbage. But this is not a bunch of garbage. This is awesome. So, you know, just a little heads up. It's a little different this week because it's going to be nothing but interview after interview after interview. But it's some good ones. So without further ado, we're going to dive right into it right now. Thank you.
Kevin Costner, America's sweetheart. Good morning, man.
Good morning, guys.
How's the band, by the way? Are they missing you?
Well, you know what? We did three songs for Horizon, and it's a traditional score. There's a big symphony, but we wrote three of the songs that surrounded the era and the time.
Yeah.
So the band participated, and plus I had about four of them, and I killed all of them in the movie. So,
oh, dude, nice.
Yeah, I had them all out, and I just destroyed them.
That's the best. That's true dudes. That's what buds do.
It's like, well, you go back to anybody's movies, you have those people that are in all of your movies.
Yep.
And, you know, you take your band, Modern West, and you put them in the movie, and you get to kill them, and they get to be like, yeah, I'm in a movie.
Yeah, I was in Kev's movie.
I kill them if they don't take too long to die. If they start to mug it, I just say, look, come on. You gotta just die.
Cut.
So. God, this movie isn't cheap. Come on. Horizon, An American Saga with Kevin Costner.
This is part one, right? So yeah, this is a two-part movie?
Yeah. No, it's four.
Four.
It comes out this summer. Yeah, it's a saga. There's four of them, and I've started filming the third one. So it's a journey, you know. You kind of really get to know these people, and it's rough. The movement west. It was, you know, it wasn't a land in Disneyland. It was when you said goodbye when you crossed the Mississippi, you weren't coming back, and you were sold a bill of goods. There was people already out there. Women were drug out there without kind of their own, you know, vote. It was tough on everyone, and I portray that, and it's it feels very strong.
Do you, when you're filming a movie like this, do you kind of get? I know you get in character and that kind of stuff, but does like all the rest of the folks in the movie? Do you like live rough? Like, are they like? Do you have like, you know what I mean? Like not eating like catered food.
Are
and
you
that
eating
kind of
pemmican?
Stuff?
You're in the elements. I mean, we've got blown off the map. I mean, I shot Dance of the Wolves on 106 days. I shot this movie arguably bigger in 52. So we worked every day. It was well over 100 degrees. The women were in these corsets and these kind of tough clothes. Mm-hmm. Not one of them complained.
Wow.
They just got with it. They were dirty, and some of these women got prettier the dirtier they looked, honest to God. But Listen, the horses are there, the town. It just simply wasn't easy, but people managed to try to carve out a life with dignity. And there was other people that realized there wasn't any law and they could do what they wanted. And there was an indigenous group of people that had been there for 1,000 years wondering what in the world has happened to their way of life.
Yep. Yep. It's called Horizon, and it's in theaters. Kevin Costner is our guest, and we're talking about Horizon. Oh, before we get into that, Kevin, can I please say, I think every time we have you on the show, even when you're in the studio with us once, I know
it's been in a couple times,
several times, is thank you for making the greatest Field of Dreams, the greatest movie ever. Thank you. You will never outdo that movie ever, no matter what you do, Kevin.
I don't care.
I don't care. I'm saying it's the best movie.
Fair. You know, that's fair. And let's give that some perspective, which is that movie stood very little chance of being made. Bodyguard was a script that laid around for 18 years. No one was going to make Dances. And look what happened. And so when I make Horizon, I make it with the idea that it does have a chance to touch someone and move someone forever. That's what you have when you make a movie. You have a chance to do something that people will never forget. And I love that Field of Dreams has somehow marked you.
I hope
that at least my career stands for that kind of thing, which is probably, you know, people are always asking me to pick the favorite movie, right? What is the favorite movie? And boy, that's hard to do. But I think what I'm most proud of is when people do come up to me and tell me what their favorite movie is, it ranges between, you know, 12, 15 movies. And Field of Dreams is always coming up, but I'm prouder that my life hasn't singled down to a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one movie. And, Horizon was built with that in mind, to be honest. I please myself, but I know at a certain point, it's not my movie anymore and people can take it to heart. And, I hope you guys see it. I hope the audience sees it. Out of the sun.
Kevin, I've already got plans to go see it twice. I've already got tickets purchased. So this is
twice. You told Kevin you're watching it twice.
I have actual plans to see it twice. And look, I know it's not going to be a problem because I loved Kevin Costner and westerns a given. Wyatt Earp is one of my all time favorite movies. Silverado, but also I mean we can go into the epics like Kevin and JFK and Bull Durham. And obviously, you know, you mentioned Dances with Wolves and all that. The Untouchables. I mean, dude, what's not to like?
Yeah.
Well, I feel really lucky I found this thing. I was a public school guy. And unlike everybody else going to college, I thought, Jesus, I wish I knew what I wanted to be. And I thought, you know, it was a blue collar environment that I grew up in. I thought that was going to be it. I knew I was a storyteller, but that just came off as being a daydreamer, you know. And, you know, you guys represent a town, Nashville, where people have these feelings about who they are and they find their way to Nashville and, you know, make these songs that we'll never forget.
Oh, great analogy. All right, Kevin Costner with us, and Horizon, an American Saga, is out. If you are into the Old West style type of movies, you're definitely going to want this. It is, or want to see it, and it's four. It's a series.
This is part one of four, which is crazy. I knew, like the first time I saw the trailer, I knew this was going to be really good. But then as the trailer starts going on, I realized that you put together one of the best casts of probably any movie of the last 15 years in Hollywood. This is amazing. I mean, everybody from Luke Wilson and Will Patton and Sam Worthington, Sienna Miller, what's her name? Jenna Malone. I mean, you've got all these people. Owen Croshue. I mean, dude, this cast is huge.
When you see, let me tell you what else that's strange is when I started writing this with my partner, women became dominant in this thing. I'm going to get everybody to the gunfight, I promise. But the stuff that goes down and women's storylines go right down the middle of everything. They're really important in this, and they're incredibly good actors. They're good looking. Honestly, Sienna Miller, I swear to God, I think the more dirt I threw on that girl, the prettier she got.
Some people are like that.
It's like unbelievable, but women are right down the middle. And that doesn't happen with Westerns, and it made it a better Western. When you see it, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Make sure you check it out, Horizon, an American Saga, Kevin Costner. And Kevin, also, thank you for Yellowstone. Thank you for what you did for Yellowstone. I know you're moving off from it, but that what a great series. I know your announcement the other day was, you know, like, hey, it had a big impact on you. It had a big impact on America. And so from all of us, thank you for making that as well.
God bless the Duttons.
That's a really, that's a very cool thing to say, because I love making that show. It wasn't going to be made. We went over and helped try to sell it, told the rest of the world that I think this is going to be worthwhile, and it was. And it really had some magic to it, and the people rallied around it, and they may go on and figure out exactly what they want to do with it. They're really smart people. I loved my time doing it, and it was time to step off, and if there's a time to ever step back on, I think I'll know it better than anybody.
Yeah.
So, listen, man, thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Do you know how they're going to write you out?
No, I don't. I really know nothing about what they're doing, and you know, that reality. So, you know, so I I've had to. I want to work more than once in a year. That's really was the essence. Yeah. I was working about 40 days a year. A lot of people would like to work 40 days a year.
I was say, what do you want, Kevin? I want to work 40.
I get it. How
much you get paid for that? I would get paid for that and work 40 days.
But then he also said he spent 150 days on the set for Horizon straight.
Exactly.
So I get that as well.
Well, I tell you here's a good fact. 106 days to do, to do dances. There was about 113 to do Wyatt Earp. I did Horizon, which there was plenty of room to do it, but I needed it in 52 days.
Wow.
So Yellowstone was very important to me. It was always in first position. I just needed room to go out and make this. And at the point that I was getting ready to make this, I had people out there that I had paid money to be there, and I had to honor my commitment to them, and so I did.
Well, I'm going to go see Horizon and American Saga twice, as you already know. And whenever you and Modern West get back out on the road, come see us again. We'd love to have you guys back in.
Oh, so talented. Love the group.
Well, they're all dead. I killed them.
That's right. Man, you can go see how they died when you go watch Horizon and American Saga.
You go see Teddy Morgan and Park Chisholm and Matt Combs and all these guys. And, yeah, listen, thank you for giving me time to talk about it.
You bet. Anytime. Kevin Costner, everyone. Again, Horizon, an American Saga in theaters now. Jason Aldean in the studio.
What's up, man? How are you?
Doing really good. Welcome back to the party here. So we were just talking off the air about AI stuff. I didn't realize people were faking AI Jason Aldean things.
Yeah, man. I'll be scrolling through TikTok or something, and I'll hear somebody putting out some video of some song that I sang that I know I didn't. And, you know, some of them sound pretty bad. And then a couple of them I've heard, it sounds pretty close. So it's that AI thing is
scary.
A little scary, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I would think that if I'm a new artist, especially somebody who's trying to get established, I would be really afraid of AI. Because if you saw what they did with the Randy Travis thing, using James Dupre and his voice and replacing it and putting Randy's in and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, man, that's scary.
It is. Man.
I mean, if I'm a Jason Aldean fan, I can have Jason Aldean sing any song I want. Oh, it's Jason Aldean singing the Beatles. It's Jason Aldean doing Elvis. Really a slippery, and that phrase comes up all the time, a slippery slope.
Yeah, and I know the state of Tennessee has taken some steps to try and protect artists and stuff from that already. And I hope more of that comes out. I mean, I think it possibly could be used for some really cool stuff, you know, down the road or whatever. But it's like anything, man. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing. So.
Yeah, like autotune.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the same thing, because I feel like sometimes people can over auto-tune things, and you're like, oh, it just kind of took the life out of it a little bit. And sadly, AI takes all of the life out of it.
Yeah, literally all of it. So, it's scary, man. We'll see what happens, but it's wild when, you know, you're going through and now, you know, I saw a thing where Patrick Mahomes was after a game one day, and he was doing a press conference, and, you know, and it was when Kadarius Toney had dropped a bunch of passes or something, and they had made it sound like Mahomes was ripping him apart in the press conference, and Mahomes definitely didn't say that stuff. So
right.
It's just those kind of things, man, where it's like if you're not paying attention, people a lot of times will look at something, yeah. you know, and
the
not
fact
really
that you
dig
have to
into
watch
it.
A 45-second video on TikTok and then do six hours of Googling
yeah.
to see if it happened. See,
yeah,
it's really happened. And because you're going to find, that's the weird thing, you're going to find the things that, yes, that he did say this about Kadarius or whatever it may be. And that's the crazy thing is that as anybody in the public eye, you are now going to be susceptible to people taking your voice because there's so many interviews of you talking.
For sure.
Where they can make you say whatever they want you to say.
And I think they just, the way it works is they just drop in a few words that you actually say or sing or however you would do it. And then it just generates it like that. It's wild.
We tried it early on. We tried to do a AI version of us. It was terrible. I mean, it was... It didn't sound too off, but the delivery, the pacing, and all that
the
kind of stuff.
The emotion wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, you take the human element yeah. out of it. I mean, that, you know, it's not going to be the same.
Well, but. Speaking of human element, how's Brittany doing after the fall?
She's good, man. We, you know, she's going to be in a little cast for the next probably month or so.
But. Fill people in and let them know because not everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, so we had just, you know, before my tour kicked off, we just decided to go over to Europe and take a little vacation over there. And so we were in Switzerland and they have this thing called the funicular. And it's basically a train that, or kind of like a gondola or something that goes up the side of the mountain up to our hotel. And so we were getting off of it and had some really steep stairs going down. And she had on like these combat boot things. And she kind of slipped. And I had her with one arm. But when she kind of went down the stairs, she tried to hold on to the railing. And when she did, her pinky just basically did a 90 degree.
Yeah.
It went 90 degrees and broke the bone in the side of her
hand. So she was only holding the rail with her pinky?
Pretty much. And then it just grabbed it and snapped it. Ugh. So, she's tough, man. She toughed it out in Europe, and, you know, we just wrapped it up. I think I taped it to a phone case or something for a day. And
that was the split.
Yeah, man. So we just went out, and she kept rocking and you know, just kind of dealt with it until we got back to the States, and then we went and had it x-rayed and all the stuff and said it was broken. So she's in a little cast for the next month, but should be fine.
You know, I say it all the time. Back whenever I was doing a lot of the firefighter stuff, we would respond to people falling downstairs, you know, once or twice a week, at least minimum.
Yeah.
I was going to say almost every day, but it wasn't as bad. But people don't realize you can get hurt going up the stairs. I've responded to people falling upstairs.
I have fallen upstairs.
Yeah.
I've done that.
It happens.
And sober, too.
And
so- yeah, I couldn't even blame alcohol for that.
Just, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but you know what? If you're around stairs, hold the rail with more than your pinky.
Yeah.
Put your hand, don't just put your hand on the top of the rail and rub it.
Yeah.
But put your fingers on the backside of it.
Yeah, she had it. It's just when she went down the steps, it just happened to grab.
It like caught her pinky.
Her body was going forward and her pinky grabbed it and it snapped it.
Ow.
Everybody loves your tribute that you did to Toby Keith. I want to bring that up. I know it's been a while since the ACM Awards, but that was really cool. Whose idea was it to do it? Did they approach you or did you say, hey, I'd like to perform, but if I do, I'd like to do something for Toby?
They, you know what, the ACMs actually came to me and asked me, you know, to come and be a part of the show and do a tribute for Toby. That was kind of how it started. And, you know, and I just wanted to do something cool for him. I mean, I know that, you know, it hadn't been that long since he had passed away. And I don't know, man. I had got a chance to hang out with Toby back in October. He came out to my show, got on stage with me and played. And hung out backstage. And, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I remember that night, me and my band were just kind of thinking like, man, this might be the last time this happens. You know, it's just, you could just tell, like he looked okay, but he didn't look great. And he was still, you know, wanting to get out there. And you know, in those times, man, you're just hoping like some miracle happens and whatever. But I had a feeling that night that, you know, that might be the last time that I definitely got to play with him and probably would see him. And so I wanted to go and pay tribute to him and his career. And he had obviously an iconic, legendary career. And I just wanted to make sure that we, you know, did something for him that honored that type of a career. And so doing the song the same way that everybody's done it forever, I didn't think was going to really make that much of an impact. So we just kind of wanted to put our spin on it and kind of slowed it down. And the ACMs kind of told us what they wanted to do as far as having the pictures and things of his career. And so we just kind of came up with a version of chord, you know, that would kind of work with that. And
right.
And it was really cool, man. His wife texted me that night after the show and, you know, thanked me for doing it and kind of gave me their stamp of approval, which was, you know, for me was all I needed. So it was great, man. I'm glad I had a chance to do it and just, you know, honor him.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, we all knew that he was sick, but I thought maybe even it was a week and a half before we had talked to somebody. They're like, "Oh no, he's doing good. He's recovering. He's great." And so whenever the news came out, I was just in shock. I think for 24 hours, like disbelief. Like, I just heard he's going to be fine.
Yeah, my wife, she woke me up that day and goes, "Hey, just letting you know, Toby passed away this morning or whatever." And I said, I mean, I just immediately sat up and I was just like, you know, I kind of knew it was coming. I just didn't know when, you know, like I hoped it wouldn't, but I kind of had a feeling that it was going to come at some point. And it's just a sad day, man. I mean, I started playing clubs in the early days, playing, you know, should have been a cowboy and all those things when I was getting started. And, you know, it's sad when you tour with a guy and you kind of, no, you feel like you've known this guy forever, even though I haven't. You know, I've known him probably over the last 15, 20 years or so. But, I mean, I came up in the clubs even way before that, playing his stuff.
And well, if you listen to their music, you feel like you know their heart. It's the same way with you, with anybody coming up. You know, whoever your favorite artist is, you feel like you're connected because of the music. I mean, you see it. You do meet and greets, and people are like, "Jason Aldean, your song saved my life." I mean, how many times do you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know with my songs how many times that happens. But no, I know what you mean. And with Toby, it was like that, man. It was just like, you know, here's a guy that I'd had a chance to tour with and you know, that I was a fan of before I ever met him and got in the business and did all those things. And then, you know, somehow this guy that I was playing his songs when I got started in the clubs, somehow now I'm touring with the guy and now I'm friends with the guy. And he's, you know, it's just like this really cool journey that, like, I don't know, man. It was a sad day for me when he passed away.
It was sad for everybody. And, you know, Toby was an icon. And one of the things that I, you know, want to say is, whatever your thing is, whether it's music or you're a construction guy or a you know, a bank teller, whatever your legacy is up to you.
Yeah.
And Toby left us a really great legacy. There was a lot of high points, a lot of low points, a lot of good, a lot of crazy, but it definitely made himself memorable. And, you know, you want to make sure to also let those you love know you love.
Yeah.
Tell people constantly, "Hey, look, I love you."
The one thing I respected about Toby so much, though, is that whether you liked his opinion or you didn't like his opinion or you agreed with it or didn't agree with it, at least you knew where he stood on things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He wasn't going to...
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Well, I take a lot of that from him. I mean, he's a guy that I look at and go, "Hey, I like the way he did it." Like, he didn't, you know, he didn't play the game. Just, it's like, you know, he's still going to be himself and stand for things that he stands for. And you may not like it, but at least you know what you're getting. And I always appreciated that about him and respected that for sure.
Jason Aldean is our in-studio guest. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for hanging out. Hopefully, Let Your Boys Be Country becomes number one again. And how many would that make?
I think 29.
29 is what we're setting up.
That's insane.
Luke likes to brag and tell me he's got 30. So I just want to catch him. I just need one more than him, and then we're good.
All right. Jason, thanks for coming by. Good seeing you, as always.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care, man.
What's up, Kelsey Ballerini?
What's up, my friends? It's been a minute.
It has been. What was it, 2021, I think, was the last time we hung out?
Gosh, that hurts my feelings.
Seriously? Has it been that long?
I think so.
I didn't think it was, but then we were talking off the air.
Yeah.
And that was the last time you kind of made the rounds?
Yeah, I had like a new, fresh single from an album.
I think I know why, though, why it feels like, because we see you at all like the award shows and those kind of things.
Yeah.
So we lost 100 pounds a piece and then we gained it back. So
you look amazing, both of you.
You missed a whole lot of weight loss.
A whole journey.
Hey, do you get free makeup from CoverGirl? Do they send you free stuff?
They do.
They do.
That's
they do.
Awesome.
You just like, hey, I want this, this, and this, and they just send it?
Yeah. But okay. I also still go buy it.
Why? They send it to you for free. That's silly.
Well, you know.
Because you don't.
You know what's really fun, actually, is whenever I get like goodie bags like from CoverGirl and my friends come over, it's always like Christmas. I'm like, okay, what colors do you want?
Oh, my God,
want?
That's
like,
fun.
And that's it.
They're always like, hey, did you get your HelloFresh order in?
That's what we get. It's a good kickoff to a girl's night.
Wait,
that's a good kickoff to a date night. So,
that's right.
Win-win.
So, I'm going to add to the CoverGirl thing. Did you know about the Ballerini blend?
No. Well, I have Starbucks right now.
I'm talking
now.
To you.
I'm in breach of contract as I'm literally sitting here. But
move that.
You know the donut shop? Coffee, Keurig?
Yeah.
So I partnered with them and I made my own blend and it's like vanilla and like a little pastry and it's called.
So you have your own cake cup kind of deal?
Uh-huh.
What?
It's really yummy.
Did they take you in and like did you really like do it? Like
I did.
The whole like
well, we did a shoot for it in Charleston a couple months ago and they had like these little tiny cups, like almost like shot glasses lined up, and it was A, B, C, and D. And
like
it was like different. Yeah, like different variations of the coffee. And so they didn't tell me the ratio or anything. They're just like, okay. Because I said, I was like, I love
right.
You've been out a lot. Okay.
And so, yeah, I was like, general consensus.
And you picked one and said, this is it?
Yeah.
And it sold out.
Yeah, but I don't have any.
Wait. You formulated it. You picked it. They put your name on it, and you never got any?
I never got any, but I'll find some. Which is why I'm in breach of contract.
There needs to be another run of Ballerini Blend, and you got to put it on your merch store and that kind of thing.
I will.
Because I think that would be huge.
I love that you think that's cool. I thought it was cool, too.
I think it's super cool.
It's kind of like people like, we talked to Tim one time, he was talking about his cologne.
Yeah.
And how that they select, like, the little, they give you, like, little swatches of... this is sandalwood, and then you mix it up, and then they create a thing.
It's very creative.
I also heard a rumor. Tell us if you know this is true.
Okay, let's gossip.
Keith Urban, does he have his own scent?
Like
did
his
he
own
have
blend?
That made?
I'm not sure, but everyone knows that he's like the best smelling person. Like when he walks in a room, like it follows him.
Yes.
I've heard this is not from the source, but I've heard that he like mixes a bunch of different stuff.
That's what we heard.
Smells like him.
Does he mix it, or is it mixed for him, and he has a bottle of one thing?
Well, that's a him question. I don't know.
I don't want to ask him. That's weird.
That's not a weird. That's a great question.
Hey,
I'll
dude, you smell good.
Can you text him real quick?
Yeah.
Hey,
I will.
Stupid question.
I haven't seen you in a minute. Random question for you.
Guys wanted to know.
Yeah.
Well,
at like 10 a.m.
This is why we had you back, so we could get to all the hard
hitting questions.
Yes. And some music as well.
Yes.
Kelsey Ballerini in the studio with us. Get a new one out called Cowboys Cry 2.
Yeah.
So tell us about Noah. We don't know him very well.
He's lovely.
Lovely.
He's lovely. I mean, you guys know Stick Season, obviously.
Yeah.
Love her mom. It's the season of sticks.
Yeah.
That whole record's just, it's stupid good. And I'm such a fan. And so Grammy week, we got to do a Billboard event together. And I just, you guys know me. I'm like, I fangirl. Like, I'm such a fan before I'm an artist. And so I just, I ran up and I was like, I'm so happy to meet you. I'm such a fan. And he's a couple years younger than me. And he was like, how long ago did you put out Peter Pan? And I was like, oh my God, like he knows my music.
Like he knew, yeah.
And I was like, I think it's been like 8 years. And he was like, I remember hearing that song at a bar and being like, God, like what? I wish I would have written that hook. And I was like, so flattered.
By the way, it's a great song.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Can you believe
good.
It's 8 years old? That makes me
no.
No.
Real quick, we'll get back to it. The video of that is wild.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
But only always bothers me is that we know he's not a pilot because they never show him flying the airplane.
Yeah, we probably could have done a better job doing some movie magic on that.
I was thinking about like he's not really a pilot anyway. So he's love bombing you. You're like all about it.
Yeah, and so I had this song and I thought it was a really interesting perspective for a woman to kind of sing about toxic masculinity, but I really thought it could be more powerful to have both sides of that story. And just from his songwriting, I knew that he was really emotionally vulnerable and available to go there. And so, yeah, I sent him the song. I just texted it over. I was like, hey, you know, and at this point, I didn't know if it was a single. I didn't know what. I just felt like he could really add some beauty and some perspective.
You're fishing.
I was fishing. I went fishing.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, just give me an open verse and give me a couple of weeks. He was on the road and we got together in the studio before ACM. So before we performed together and I'll never forget it. He was just like, I wrote down some thoughts and, you know, just will you play it in the room and, you know, just let me know what you think. And he sang word for word his verse, and I was just floored. And just so grateful that he went there, you know, like he really, it's a verse that makes you listen. And it's so beautiful. And I'm so,
I can't believe
happy.
How it all fell together. It's like, those TikTok things where they leave the little verse for you. And they're like, here's a thing, throw a bar in and see what happens.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't work, you know, right. Sometimes the song isn't right or the timing for two artists or whatever. And there was so much just artistic synergy, and then we performed together ACMs, and we're buddies, so it's awesome.
That is awesome. It's called Cowboys Cry 2, Kelsey and Noah Kahn.
That's right.
Noah, wow. Listen to that Knoxville come out.
Ew,
that's
right. Yeah. Holy, my eyes become when I'm tired, drunk, or pissed.
I say eel. I say, if it's, I have to go up a H-I-L-L, I say heel. I say heel and Vince Giel.
Let me ask you this. What do you call the fruit that you have in the summer? It has seeds and
watermelon.
It's pink. Say it.
Watermelon.
How do you say it?
Watermelon.
Okay.
What do you say? Watermelon.
No, I say watermelon, but my mom says watermelon. And
she's a water. Now there is a water. A whole. Yep, that's a thing.
A lot of
water,
my family. I think when I was little, I used to say watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah, like water.
Bubba says ambulance.
What?
I have changed that, dude. I'm a Cajun kid.
How are you doing all this stuff with music, new music, getting on the road, doing the voice stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's interesting. I haven't been touring this year, which I'm so conditioned and used to doing that all year, every year, and kind of cramming everything in between. But somehow it's like the busiest I've ever been.
I was going to say, do you kind of feel like there's like this switch flipped? Do you kind of feel that with you?
Like next level?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird for me to say, but
I'll say it.
I think that the last few years, especially with the Rolling Up the Welcome Mat project that I put out, it definitely broadened my career in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really wonderful. But, you know, that wasn't a record that I promoted or that I brought to you guys or anything like that. So this is the first song since, and making this record, I had never felt so terrified to follow up a project in my life, especially because I didn't make that project to be promoted, you know, and then it worked like it did. And so making this next record, I was like, I don't know where to start with this. And it took me a minute to get my sea legs, but I do feel like Cowboys Cry 2 is the perfect entryway into being like, hey, you know, I scratched a new level of vulnerability on that record, and I'm going to continue that just in a different narrative now.
Like, I know it's hard to take, you know, you're busy and all that kind of stuff. Are you writing a whole lot too still?
Nonstop. I actually.
Do you write every day?
I don't write every day, and I've made this record really differently, where I made it, I made the whole thing with four people. We kind of did it like Think Tank, where we did three different trips in very different places to kind of see what would inspire it.
Three different trips, meaning three different, like, hey, we're on the beach, we're in the cabin. Okay, I get
you. Yeah, exactly. And so it was very much so like 5 days at a time, just get together, talk life, and write about it. So I just finished the record.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's like, wow, did you see the sigh? That was like, yeah.
it's terrifying, you know? Like, yeah, I know. When the songs are written, that's one thing. But like when the musicians are done playing and the last downbeat happens, you're like, okay.
Do you ever have a thing you're like, just one more thing, though? No, how about just two more things?
I'm a Virgo. Yes. I'll still do like a Hail Mary, right? I'll change lyrics and everyone will be so over me by the time it's done.
So, okay. Have you ever changed something from the way you laid it down on the album to the way you perform it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And it becomes like a thing with fans too. Like if they start kind of making a bit out of a song. And
yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's cool for them to be like, hey, we did that.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Because you pay attention.
Yeah. And I want it to be fun for everyone. Like, there's a song on the last record called Blindsided, and I did it on SNL, and on stage, I riffed an outro. During soundcheck, I just made it up. And it became such a bit. Now, at the live shows, it's like the loudest part of the whole show. It's just this bit that doesn't exist anywhere except for...
To where they're saying it back?
Yeah.
It's almost like the Garth Brooks third verse.
Yeah. But not that cool, but yeah.
But still, it's that whole thing. It's taking that kind of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun. Well, the new one is called Cowboys Cry 2. Kelsey Ballerini, you'll check her out on The Voice coming up, next year?
Next year,
that
yeah.
happens next year in 25.
I start filming.
Be on the lookout for Ballerini Blend.
The coffee. Get some Cover Girl.
Yeah, get some Panera. What is it? What else do you do? Pantene?
Pantene, yeah.
I said Panera.
Panera. But Panera, call me. I'm available. Your chicken and wild rice soup is my favorite.
She'll do, hey, whatever. She'll hawk whatever you got. She'll do it. Dude, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you guys,
Let's
too.
Not make it 4 years.
Yeah, no, that's insane. It won't happen again.
Kelsey Ballerini, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Old Dominion got a new song out, and they're calling in to tell us to play it, and we do what Old Dominion says. So
everyone does what Old Dominion says.
Wow!
If only you knew back in the day. That's all it took.
We're begging. We're not telling.
I saw a thing on y'all's Instagram. We'll play the song. I saw a thing on your Instagram. And it was like, Brad needs to do something with his hands. Would you guys take so many pictures? With people or just of you guys, do you guys have a pose that you do? Like you find yourself doing the same thing over and over?
I'm going to keep doing that pose that I've been doing.
Doing the hands pose.
The finger.
Yeah. I do the Zoolander, the blue steel.
Oh,
very
okay.
important that I do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough to figure out what to do. It's never not awkward.
Do you stand in the same order every time? Or just however it happens.
They shuffle you around. They shuffle us around. It depends on, we can't have two jean jackets next to each other. You stand over there.
And that's the other thing. You guys have to go out dressed up like artists all the time. That's got to be tiring, I would think.
Well, they probably get rid of all their old regular people clothes.
Yeah, do you even have any of your old regular people clothes?
Oh, no. I have more regular clothes. I'm a big Crocs fan. I wear Crocs out in public, and people never recognize me for
sport
that.
Mode or four-wheel drive?
It just depends on what my activities are that day,
Wow. We get to actually, did y'all see that? We got to see two nerds talking to each other. Very rare. You guys can figure this thing out, I think. A couple more years.
We're trying to bang it out. Yeah, we're trying to figure things out here. We'll get there.
What's the thing? Survivor, and you had to vote one person off the group. Who would it be? I would vote Bubba off. I don't know if you're going to ask us.
Let's see. Me.
Yeah. I would vote me off too. So that's all good. I get that.
That's genius. I never thought of that. If you're trapped on an island, you vote yourself off. You're like, see you later. Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to eating cheeseburgers. Yeah.
That's right. You mean I can be away for not sweat all the time? Yes.
Tired
please.
Of eating rice.
Yeah, that's right. Old Dominion, the new song is out. It's called Coming Home. And what are we doing with the touring? We're doing a lot of touring. Is summer gets kind of wild for y'all?
Yeah, this year is not too bad. It's more of we're doing a lot of music festivals this year, and we're working on the big tour that's coming later. So we'll have some announcements coming up soon, which I'm sure we'll be back on the phone with you again.
Yeah,
to talk about all that.
Do you guys
demand it?
You can command it. Hey guys, we're coming on. Oh, absolutely, you are.
It's like we would ever say no, though.
Of course not. Yeah. It's like saying no to our brothers. We would always take you guys. So this, when you're doing these the festivals and whatnot, is it kind of a you kind of forget where you are kind of a deal? I remember what's the song like?
Thanks, Detroit.
Yeah, where they don't know where they are and all that kind of deal.
Definitely. You have to put the name. That's put the name of the city on the set list for me, so I don't screw it up. That's for sure.
That's great.
Have you ever messed it up?
Yeah, one time, Trevor, you messed it up. I can't remember.
Wow, just threw him right under the bus. Did you hear that? Just threw him right on the.
And then one time we were in Kansas City, and this was way back when we were in the vans, and there was probably 30 people there, but I said we're coming back to Kansas,
and
very loud boos came from the crowd, and taught me. Immediately that, we were in Missouri.
A little geography lesson for you guys. Yeah. Looking forward to whatever this mysterious big tour is. I'm pretty excited to hear about that. When will we know about this?
I can't remember the dates, but it's sometime. Sometime in the future.
Oh, well, thank you. Old Dominion, you know, everyone. There we go.
For sure.
The new one
at
is
some point.
Okay, thank you, guys. We'll take it from here. The new one is called Coming Home. It's Old Dominion. Thanks, boys.
All right, thank you.
See you guys. Bye.
Told you it was going to be awesome. We will see you with a brand new podcast right after vacation. Love you.
Peace.
You pieced them?
Yeah.